Okay, so he continues and says, Halakha b'soch habayis, b'mokum shemadlik b'soch habayis, ein chilak bein cheder ha'achila l'cheder ha'sheina. V'mokum she'irtza yadlik. Okay, so you can light when you're in the house, wherever, whatever room you would want to light in. There's no difference between where you eat or where you sleep. It brings in Chav Zayin in the Dvar Halacha. Moshkos haramah simin tof resh ayin zayin sifalef bizman hazeh shemadlikim bifnim mamish. We don't light outdoors, light indoors. Siyad b'malkam she'ochel. You should light where you eat. Hay nidavka b'nidon didei. We're talking about that case. Ba'achsanya shemalkam achiloso who eats al habayis v'malkam shinaso who becheder nifrad. So he's eating by his host, and he's sleeping in a different room.
The only room that can be considered his is where he sleeps, because the other
is a shared room.
Right.
Sheish lo pesach b'fnei atzmo. To have like a beis batim, it's like two houses. Echel achil ve'echel l'sheina. In that case, you have two different homes. You have your eating room and you have your sleeping room. Aval b'bayis echod mamish ein chilik. But in one house, there's no distinction. Because when we talk about having two separate homes, that's about a guess. But if you, it's your house, so then your house is your house. Hilik near Chanukah besoch habayis al shulchano yotze b'diavad. So if you light and you put it on the table in your dining room, no one sees it. You're yotze b'diavad, right? That's what the Gemara says. So in Lamed, good morning. In Lamed, he picks up and says, "Hine b'Gemara lo nizkar im hi halaka al pesach habayis hilikuva alo." So by lighting it by the doorway, we don't know if that's with the ma'akiv or not. It would seem that this is the best thing to do, but it's not. I didn't light it there. I'm not yotzei. Right, you have to light less. There's play light. This is the best way. This is lechatchila how it should be done. But if one didn't do it, then b'diavad, it's still fine.
But if it's lit 20 amos high, is that a psul?
Yeah, because you lit in a place that was. We're going to get to that in a second. Whether we say the hadlaka oisim mitzvah, hanacha oisim mitzvah. Let's just say you brought it up. It's a good question. What happens if I lit in a place where it is not kosher, and then I move it afterward? That's no good. It has to, be the time you lit. It has to be the correct place. We saw the opposite. We learned a few days ago that if you had it less than 20 amos, you lit it there and then you raised it above. That's no good because you lit it in the kosher place and you moved it outside. So yeah, we'll get there. He's coming. Hopefully we'll get there.
Moving it up above 20 amos is like putting them out.
Exactly. That's exactly that. Correct. Very good. Yeah, can we read the dafcha? Follow them in days. Mitzvah lahanicha al pesach beiso min bachutz. So mitzvah, that's the mitzvah of doing it. If I'll be the eved, afilu lo dar baliyah v'shlo b'shas hasakana kol shenikar shlo hadlik oxel tzorko afilu hilik besocha bayis al shulchan yotzi yedecha v'asa be the eved. Right. So as long as it's not recognizable that you're not lighting this because I need a flashlight, I need an extra, like, and we're living in an electricity age. We live in Edison, we're good to a place of electricity age. But those times, if you had a candle, so who knows why you lit this candle? Maybe you lost your car keys, you had to go find a candle, you need a candle, go find it. You need to look for something, you need to eat, you need to read something, so you lit a candle. Who says, I'm lighting this nair for Chanukah? So that's what he says, it has to be in. Okay, he brings the parentheses, the Rambam is mashma, that the Pesach is the bias, is likuva. Okay, umash appears Rashi, betayimed de haliko befnim, behotzi lechut lo osa klum. If I lit it inside and then brought it outside, that's no good. Bishud v'in in the halakha b'makoma, right? You have to light it in the place we just said a minute ago. You have to light it in the place of the mitzvah. Tekev v'zuhi mitzvasa b'inyan shetaseh b'makom chiyuva. It has to be on a place where the obligation is. Umash melechara d'bizmaja madlikin b'chutz ein yotzin b'hadlaka b'fnim afilu b'di'evin. In the time when the halacha was that everybody lit outdoors, so in that case, if you lit indoors, it's no good because you have to light the place, and that the correct place is not indoors. But that was in the zman of Chazal, right? Not nowadays. Nira, it would seem, the cave and the malik b'fnim and moitzi l'chutz gorat fe, to light indoors and to take it out is even worse. Why?
Usually, you don't mvatal gzera from an earlier generation. Right?
Yes. Yeah, so therefore, what? Yeah. What's the gzera? What's the takan? We should say
they should light, outside.
Maybe it was the sakana. Because of Sakana, it changed.
It's because of Sakana. But if they made the gzera like that, maybe say because of Sakana, you're putter, you know.
Sakana from putter from lighting outdoors or putter from lighting entirely.
That means even in the original gzera, it must have been that you are yotzei, because otherwise, how could they change it? What I'm trying to say is,
1 second, I'm not bothered by that, because the whole thing is a din to Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan have a koch to apply exactly how to be mekayim the mitzvah. So they said, the mitzvah now has changed. We'll see, the post can point out. Once, it wasn't a temporary measure. Oh, because of Sakana, therefore now for the next 100 years, everyone's going to be lighting indoors. Once they change it, then that's now the call. You can light doors. He's going to try to explain this out. Okay, so he says it differently. He's like, if you light it and then you move it out, it shows you really didn't have in mind the yotze there. Where's the? Let me show you the footnote at the bottom, 54. I'm going to pick it up on the third line, right? The Pesach ain't el lechatchila, right? That's the best way of lighting, is by the door. V'chein mash mechrushi rashbo shan beho, dener Shabbos ner Chanukah, mechrushi ritva, had ben ner Chanukah, potter, means, okay. This was, no, I'm saying that was, means the Igros Moshe over here. Yeah, it's 55, that was the one I wanted to do, but it's at the end. Let me just, I guess we'll do it now. He brings the base Yosef. V'achshav nohagu lehanicho. So I am, right nowadays, the minig is that we put it al ha-Pesach, mi-bifnim, afa-pi she'enu shasa sakana. So that now works. Now, because even though once the Rabbanon says that we no longer light outdoors because of it, if you could, that's great, but one's not required to do so. Okay. More to discuss. We'll try to move on a little bit. Next one is v'hilig ner Chanukah besoch habayis va'achakach nimlach lahotzi lechutz. So you lit indoors. You say, you know what? I want to take it outdoors. Yesh lehistapik im yotze yidei chavasa. So now we're mesupuk whether or not the person lights.
But
it was yotze with that lighting.
In general, yeah. Moving it, even if you're moving from one kosher place to another kosher place, but you lit it here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the presumed ether is in the place where you lit it. Laka osa mitzvah. So if you move it, now it's no longer the place of hadlaka. Now that's a hanachah. Now it's
good.
You've moved it.
Yeah, correct. The Shulchan Aruch discusses that. Mm-hmm. He brings in. He brings right here in Lamed Aleph. Shulchan Aruch. Like you just said, very good. Tough. Reish Ayin Hey. Kosev Hiliku Bifneim Behotzi Lechutz Lo Asa Klum. Nothing. You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. Mishum Shaharoa Olimir, the guy who sees Menachem walking around with his candle, says, "Wutzarchahu the adlik." He did it because he needed a candle, he needed a light.
Oh, that's for a different reason than what we're saying. Yes.
Someone might see him moving it. I mean, what if he moved it? No one is seeing him moving.
Oh, good. You're sharp. It's early in the morning. You're sharp. Ayin Shamaginom Sivkan Gimel De Aft Begomer Hutzuchu Latam Zeh. That Gemara was only Leman da Omer Hanacha Oisem Mitzvah. That's only calling the Man da Omer who said that by placing it is. Because again, who cares about light? As long as I place where it has to be, that might be fine. No, because even calling the Man da Omer holds that placing it is the mitzvah. When someone sees you placing it, they don't realize why you're walking around with it. Aval Adidon, Lehalik Oisem Mitzvah. But we all know, like you said, Hadlaka Oisem Mitzvah, not the placing it. You have to light it in the correct location with enough fuel in the place where it's not going to go out. Everything, right? You have to light there. So then, Hata Mishum, the Hadlaka B'makoma B'inan. There it's possible for a different reason. Not because the outsider is going to look and see, oh, you needed an extra source of light. The problem with that, according to that Manda Omer, which is how we paskin, the Halakha Yisim Mitzvah, is because you didn't light in the right place. So it's no good according to both reasons. You follow? Huh?
You lit it in a kosher place in the first place, but you moved to another kosher place. But it's no longer in the
so, oh, that's what it is. It's a suffix. That was what Shlomo Zalman was saying. It's a suffix. L'chora tzorach iyan dekeven shetechilas halakha haisa kashera. In a good place, right? So mali bekach shehotziyo achakach lechutz. So very nice. I took it outside, but if I lit in a kosher place, I'm allowed to light on my table. Ha lo gora michavso the kaimelon ein zochlo. If it was extinguished, you don't have to put it out. If you lit in a kosher place, right? Everything was good, and then 2 minutes later, your kid knocks it over. whatever. It's fine. You don't relight it. Veneer de kevin de lefi maisa of nikar de lekachnis chave mitachilo. Because I could tell by the way you were lighting it, that's what you wanted. I could tell you set up everything. Yeah, you're saying your zmiros, you're saying mitzvah. You had everything going by the. That's what you wanted, your mitzvah. Harezer doimel de malik al das lechavso shekavar nisbor velo yotso. Ulam lefize haynu davke b'madlik adait to the hochi. Aval b'nidon didon, you're talking to shapir yotso b'halakos. We have that. We have time. Oh, we're over time. Okay, so there's more to talk about, but we'll pick it up. We'll pick it up next time at that. But again, it's a suffix if a person, he says, if you would light indoors and then carry it outdoors, whether or not that would be good or not. Okay, have a great day.
So Friday.
Oh, so what time are we davening on Friday? What's the